Welcome to the jungle. My name is Jim Rome. A tremendous Tuesday to you. I feel great. Nice to be here. It's a short week, so let's make sure we get it all in. Let's get it done. I would love to hear from you on this short week. Phone lines are open, and as you know, this program is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. All right, it's a good day. A lot of football to cover. Last night's Monday night matchup, a look ahead to the upcoming NFL weekend, the college weekend, and more, and some good NFL guests. Telephone number is 1-800-636-8686. Maybe you're one of those people who has been listening for a long time, biding your time, waiting, never really had a reason to call. How about this? Maybe you don't really need a reason to call. You just need a good take. You need a good take. Do not wait for the perfect opportunity. The perfect opportunity is never going to be there. The perfect opportunity is right now. Call the program. 1-800-636-8686. It might be the best thing ever. It might be the worst thing ever, but you'll never know unless you do it. Pick up the phone, lob me a call, get it to me. And as an added bonus, you get to talk to Hawk, who today is wearing a bright yellow recycled sweater. Used sweater. Not really sure where you're going with this, Hawk. Yesterday was bright red. Today it's bright yellow. What's tomorrow? Bright purple? 1-800-636-8686. All right, you can also hit me up on Twitter, at Jim Rome. You can hit me up on the gram, at Jim Rome. You can email me at Rome, R-O-M-E, at HaveAtake.com. The interviews look like this, coming up at 40 past, hour number one. Aaron Rodgers, Green Bay Packers quarterback. In the second hour, a senior NFL reporter for CBS Sports, Jonathan Jones. In hour number three, a former NFL All-Pro safety, Glover Quinn. So I've got a good day for you. Let's get it. Short week. All right, so let me recap last night's game really quickly. It seems to me there are two ways to look at the Rams' 27-24 win over Tampa Bay last night. The easiest, hot takiest, lava-iest way would be to focus on how overhyped, overrated, and underperforming the Bucs and Tom Brady are. Focus on that fact. Yeah, while Brady's had a few good moments, there are times where he has never looked worse. And then you're left shaking your damn head, wondering, what the hell is going on with this guy? What is this guy seeing, especially given all the weapons that he has to work with? I mean, I can do that. I could do that for 3 hours. That would be the easiest take ever. And it's all true. I mean, how easy would it be for me to roll in here, crack open the mic, look into one of these cameras, and rant on about how Tampa Bay came up so small again on the big stage, that they failed in prime time yet again, that Brady is now upon the verge of entering into the Pinky Manning stage, that his deep ball is embarrassing, that he got nothing at all out of all those illegal workouts in that city park before the season, because clearly this guy's not on the same page with all those playmakers that they surrounded him with. I mean, I could do all that. And then a lot of you would rush in and say, see, he's not the GOAT. He's nothing without Bill Belichick. And then I can just put my feet up, fire up the phone lines, and remind everybody that Father Time is undefeated and that it's kicking Brady's ass right now. And then I can read a few emails about how he's a huge bust in Tampa and then play his creepy laugh. I mean, I can do that. I could do that all day. I could do that every single day. And it would be easy. And you know, honestly, it'd be pretty fun. Because when you consider how many people hate him and love seeing him get his ass kicked, it would be easy and it probably would be fun. Easy show, easy day, all day. But it would be lazy and it would be wrong. Like, there's definitely room to talk about how Tampa Bay looks about as terrible as that nickname. And I'll get to that. But first off, let's go where we need to go. Let's go where we should go. Let me ask you a question, and I want you to answer it. The question being, whose house? Rams house! Answer, Rams house. So no, I'm not going to do the easy thing, the lazy thing, the convenient thing, and rush in and bury Brady and Tampa Bay. Why don't we do the right thing? Let me ask it to you another way. Did you all forget about Sean McVay and the Rams? Because I think you kind of did. In fact, I know you did. Did you forget about the coach who wins nearly 70% of his games? Did you forget about the coach who went to a Super Bowl in his second season? Did you forget about him and his team because they went 9-7 last season? Hell yes, you did. All of you did. What I'm saying is, show some respect to the LA Rams because they earned it. And I don't even need a Phil Jackson drop to get that point across. The Rams just beat the Bucks last night. They beat the Seahawks the week before. They're in first place in the NFC West. When you're running down a list of contenders in the NFC, you better have their name right near the top. Seriously. I know their run game is not where they want it to be. I know they have not always been perfect. I know their schedule is pretty nasty the rest of the way. I know these things. But again, they're in first place in the toughest division in football. They've earned the respect. They didn't fluke their way to that. This isn't just the start of the season. So we're not talking about what they might do. We're talking about what they have done, what they just did, what they're currently doing. And what they just did was have Jared Goff carve an allegedly top-tier defense. What they did was watch Goff pass for 376 yards and have Cooper Kupp and Robert Woods each go for better than 130 against a defense that was third in efficiency. You know, one of the talking points going into that game was how the Bucs defense shuts down opposing ground games. And the Rams knew that. The Rams didn't fight that. They didn't waste their time knocking their head against that wall. They ran the ball 20 times for a total of 37 yards. No, instead, they did put the game in the hands of Jared Goff. And with the exception of what he called, quote, some dumb decisions, honestly, guy was pretty damn good. Yeah, a couple of bad decisions, a couple of dumb decisions, but overall, pretty damn good. A perfect 10 for 10, in fact, for 146 yards and a TD against the blitz in the first half. And he did this against the likes of Shaq Barrett and JPP without his regular left tackle and looked good doing it, like on this touchdown to Woods in the first quarter.
Goff, his arms extended, drops back after the snap, sets in the pocket, breaks a tackle, on the numbers, gentle pass in the end zone, caught, touchdown Woods! In the back of the end zone, in the back corner, across the way, Robert Woods has just caught a four-yard touchdown pass from Ram quarterback Jared Goff.
Westwood won. Then, the touchdown to Van Jefferson in the second.
Four in the defensive line for the Buccaneers, running back in motion, shotgun snap, line drive throw, diving catch at the goal line, touchdown Jefferson, did he get in? Yes! Diving between two defenders. Caught it on a dive at the goal line. Touchdown, Rams. Van Jefferson, the rookie out of Florida. His first NFL touchdown reception.
I like it. He's spreading it around. Then he found Cam Akers in the third.
Second down and goal. Shotgun snap to Goff. Backpedals three. Throws a short pass to the goal line. Caught by Akers. Touchdown. Just got inside the near side pylon at the goal line. And Cam Akers has his first NFL touchdown. And the Rams take another lead.
About that, a couple of guys with their first NFL touchdowns. There's some trust between the quarterback and the young guys. Meantime, Brady still is not on the same page with his playmakers. And at the same time, Robert Woods says that Goff could not be any more dialed than he is right now.
Really, you go into games hoping for games like this every single night. But really just going out there, making plays, the ball's finding you. Jared's zipping it. And you kind of, when you're in that rhythm, you know you can't be touched no matter what coverage, who's lining up in front of you. Obviously, it's just a brown jersey, a brown body. And that's when you're really in front of you, you're just going out there, and it turns into routes versus air when you're in a rhythm like that.
He's right. Jared was zipping it. You know, and for all that talk about the Rams not being able to run the ball, not really totally true. Like, Kupp and Woods were yakking it. Yacking it up. Yak. Y-A-C. Yards after the catch. Kupp had 79 yards after the catch. Woods had 72 yards. Yak. So they found room to run when they did get the ball in their hands. Listen, I know the NFL is all about the flavor of the month when it comes to offensive schemes. And maybe Sean McVay does not seem all that radical right about now. Not as radical as he was when he took over. But this is not a guy who forgot how to coach. He just went up against one of the best defenses in the NFL without the benefit of a dominant running game, and he schemed his way up to a win. He knew the way was to get Kupp and Woods in space with the ball in their hands, and he did that by having Kupp and Woods run 13 different route types. And all this talk, all this Rams love, is before we even talk about the Rams defense. I haven't even mentioned the Rams defense because that crew was bringing it last night. Tom Brady's struggles were not about Tom Brady and the offense per se. I mean, in part, mostly though, it was about the Rams defense punching him in the face and going upside his head because these dudes somehow were able to sneak 2x4s onto the field with them. And for all that talk about Tampa Bay's weapons, Jalen Ramsey locked up Mike Evans, 4 catches, 40 yards, when they were matched up. Antonio Brown, pretty much a non-factor, despite the fact that Brady was force-feeding him. Gronk had just 2 receptions. And they picked off Brady twice, and they made Brady look old as hell. What I'm saying is, the Rams are pretty damn good. And you should be saying the same thing. And after last night, Sean McVay is 32-0 when the Rams lead at halftime. It's a hell of a stat. In a league designed for parity, in a division with guys like Peter Carroll, Kyle Shanahan, and Cliff Kingsbury, that is a crazy stat. An utterly ridiculous stat.
Truly ridiculous, Rome.
Truly ridiculous.
Sir, in all honesty, it was ridiculous.
Honestly, McVay, truly ridiculous.
Kind of ridiculous.
Kind of ridiculous, McVay.
Totally ridiculous, Rome.
Totally. Totally ridiculous.
Sir, in all honesty, it was ridiculous.
Sir, 32-0 after leading at halftime is totally ridiculous.
Totally trashed.
So anyway, last season might have been a step back at 9-7, but that's a step up for nearly every other team in the NFL. They've lost 3 games this year, all 3 on the road, and only 1 by more than 1 score. Oh, and they may have found their kicker in Matt Gay. He was 4 of 5 on kickoff touchbacks, hit all of his PATs, bounced back from a missed field goal, and then hit the game winner. And apparently, he kills it in the weight room. I love it. I love McVay talking about how jacked his kicker is.
He looks like he trains with Aaron Donald, too. The kicker's pretty jacked, man.
It's a good quote. He looks like he trains with Aaron Donald. The kicker is pretty jacked, man. And then according to The Athletic, McVay passed Gay as he left the locker room and told his kicker, quote, "Bleeping jacked for a kicker, man. Good job, buddy." I don't know why, but that's funny to me. I like that. They've got a bleeping jacked kicker. A bleeping good football team. Whose house? Rams' house. Sure, this is in part about what the Bucs didn't do, but mostly this is about what the Rams did to the Bucs. Why not, man? Go ahead and ram it. Why not? The kicker's jacked. And the Bucs are jacked up. They'll get their own take. TB93 gets his own take.
He looks like he trains with Aaron Donald, too. The kicker's pretty jacked, man.
No respect for the Rams. 1-800-636-8686. What's your problem, Hawk? All right, so you know what I just did? I said to Hawk. I said to Hawk off air. Well, I mean, I said it on air because he's shaking his head and he's having like a moment. I'm like, what now? What now, Hawk? His response. Wow, Alvy, man, you are awfully quick on the trigger. Always good to hear some Eduardo De Niro. So I said to Hawk, what now, Hawk? His response to me as he's shaking his head. They all want to talk about Greg Norman's hammer. Yeah, I know, clones. I know that's what you want to talk about. And you know how I know that, clones? Because I know you idiots better than you know yourselves. I just do. Yeah, I'm well aware of Greg Norman on the beach. Just as I'm well aware of Johnny Rotten fraternizing with squirrels and then having a flea bite on his hammer. Yeah, I know. For the last time, just because I'm not talking about something does not mean that I don't know about it. It means that I'm not talking about it. And again, I want to know at what point in time in the history of this program did I ever give off that vibe or that message that, oh, you know, I better get this to Rome. Rome really wants to know this because Rome, if he's not talking about it, he probably hasn't seen it. Oh, I've seen it. I've seen it. The question is, am I going to indulge? The question is, am I going to give you losers what you want? I've noticed that whenever I give you losers what you want, it goes badly for me, for the brand, for the people that I'm responsible for. As I've always said, if I were to act like you clones, soon enough, I'd be one of you clones. So we'll see. We'll see. Other actual topics. Hey, let me tell you something about the LA Lakers. Let me tell you something about that Rob Lowe lookalike, Rob Pelinka. My man's doing work. So much work that I'm going to argue the Lakers are better now than when they won the championship. Yes, I said it. That's a better basketball team right now on paper than when they won the Larry O in Orlando. Not as interesting, not as fun, but definitely better. And I will get to that story a little bit later on. Have you ever seen Dabo Sweeney, as hot as he is right now? Man, he is pissed. Dabo is really mad. And it's not like he had a night to sleep on it, and he's coming off it. He is really mad that Florida State canceled that game. That Clemson got on the plane, they went to Tallahassee, and then Florida State's like, eh, you know, it just doesn't feel that safe. Dabo, and I'm just paraphrasing. I'm not even paraphrasing. I'm saying what Dabo's thinking. I think what Dabo is thinking, in effect, is, now, you're not concerned about safety issues. You're concerned about getting your ass kicked issues. And you found a convenient way out. And Dabo is not hiding his disdain. You know, it's been a long time since I've talked about my guy, Baker Mayfield. Check it. MC Baker Mayfield. I'll give you something else to check. Their check record. 7-3.
Check it.
1-800-636-8686. And I do have a full breakdown on Tom Brady and the Bucks and what's going on right there. Yeah, it's not that funny, Tom. Aaron Rodgers coming up at 40 past. Jonathan Jones next hour. Glover Quinn in hour number 3. And we have ourselves a short holiday week, so I'd love for you to come up, get in here, make a difference. To celebrate the start of the most joyous time of the year, my pals at DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy sports, is giving all users a shot at their $25 million Thanksgiving giveaway this Thursday. Getting your share of up to $25 million in prizes is very easy. All you have to do is enter one of DraftKings' paid Thanksgiving football contests, then feast on your instant prize. It's simple. Pick your lineup, stay under the cap, see how your team stacks up against the competition, and remember, every run, pass, and catch means even more with DraftKings. So download the DraftKings app right now and use the code ROME, R-O-M-E, not R-O-A-M, not R-H-O-M-E, R-O-M-E. And then for a limited time, all users can get a share of $25 million in prizes this week. Do not miss out on Thursday's action. Enter the code ROME. Get a share of $25 million in instant prizes when you enter a paid football contest on Thanksgiving. Codename ROME. Only at DraftKings. Make it rain. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions do apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Aaron Rodgers coming up in 15 minutes. This holiday season, it's all about the bedroom. Casper's Black Friday sale has up to 30% off everything you need to make your bedroom your happy place. The most supportive mattresses, plush pillows, soft sheets, even cozy throw pillows and blankets. So you better get gifting. Casper's Black Friday sale is on right now with up to 30% off for a limited time at Casper.com. Only Casper mattresses are made with 86 supportive gel pods to align your spine and eliminate aches and pains. It is the supportive comfort you need to wake up refreshed and ready to go. Casper bed frames are made from the highest quality materials. Did you know that Casper also has bedroom accessories, from their warm, magical glow light to their calming weighted blanket, even a dog bed for your very best friend? Casper has gift ideas for everybody you know. Give the gift of a better bedroom. Save up to 30% during Casper's Black Friday sale on right now at Casper.com. Casper.com, terms and conditions do apply. See Casper.com/terms for more details. Let's see what we got here. I mentioned Aaron Rodgers is coming up in 15 minutes. Chris, no longer in St. Pete, tweets, Rome, you're an airline expert. What do the airlines charge for carry-on luggage? Thanks. Greg Norman. Don't much understand that. Greg Norman. Man, Greg Norman is richer than anything. Do you have any idea how rich that guy is? How much money that guy made, both on and off the course? I mean, an all-time great entrepreneur. Yeah, my man's not flying commercial, I don't think. I'm guessing my man's got a fleet. I'm guessing that my man not only keeps a private jet.
You know, I keeps a private jet.
I'm guessing my man's got a fleet of private jets.
Private.
So I don't really even understand that question. Just as I don't understand why Hawk would continue to forward me Greg Norman takes. Like, dude, I know you like golf, but they're not talking about golf. I know it's all they're talking about, but that doesn't mean that's what we're talking about. The epitome of the tail wagging the dog. Like, what if that were my approach? Wow, woe is me. The hell am I going to do? They don't want to talk about Monday Night Football. They don't want to talk about the matchups this weekend. They don't want to talk Thanksgiving football. Woe is me. All they want to talk about is the tripod. What do I do now? Guess I'll have to do it. Clones, do I look that stupid? Do I look that weak? Do you really think you can impose your will and your takes and topics on me? I mean, sure, I'm on record as saying, if I'm talking about things that you don't want to talk about, give me something you want to talk about, unless it's that. And then we're going to talk about what I want to talk about. Hey, believe me, you know that. You know me. I'm in the Hall of Fame now. I can talk to myself for the next 3 hours. It's not a hard thing to do. Just understand that. Here, let me tell you what we're not talking about. We're not talking about, and you can imagine how random all this is. Imagine a day in the middle of November, in the middle of a pandemic, with all this football, and then all of a sudden, for no reason whatsoever, my inbox is filled with Tommy Lee references. Why do you think that is? There's only one reason why. That's not on my radar. That's not on my list of topics. So, we're not talking about Tommy Lee. We're not talking about thick Foles. We're not talking about Greg Norman. Drew in West LA tweets, Happy Penis Tuesday. We're not doing that either. We're not doing that either. You know why? I'm smart. I'm talented. I got a brain. I'm not afraid to use it. And more importantly, I have a responsibility. When they entrust you with the public airwaves and a giant megaphone, it comes with it an important and inherent responsibility. Keep it in mind. Man, keep it in mind. Aaron Rodgers is now 10 minutes out. That's coming up. I'm going to work today. I'm going to work tomorrow. And then, like a lot of other people, I am off on Thursday and Friday for the long holiday break. And I'm not going to lie to you, man. I need it. Not to get out of the work. I love the work. I've never been more motivated to do good work. I need it to get away from you. I'll even own that you probably need it to get away from me. Just not nearly as badly as I need it to get away from you. Got it? All right, so still ahead. Aaron Rodgers. Jonathan Jones. Glover Quinn. And I can all but promise none of them will bring up Johnny Rotten or Greg Norman. I can all but promise it. Stay with it. Do better. Do a hell of a lot better. Let me get you a sports update. That's something you need. So here it is.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Thursday is a special Thanksgiving Day edition of the NFL on CBS. Deshaun Watson and the Texans take on the Lions. Coverage gets underway at noon Eastern and 9 Pacific with the NFL Today. Sunday, an NFL on CBS doubleheader features a marquee matchup between Patrick Mahomes' Chiefs and Tom Brady's Bucks. It's a full weekend of football with the NFL on CBS. So Patrick Mahomes goes right down the field on the Raiders. Made that look so easy. Nothing looks easy for Tom Brady and the Bucks right about now. So to me, they had to have last night's game, and they didn't get it. So now they really have a must-win game. And if they're playing the way they are right now, if they play the way they did last night, they're not beating Mahomes and the Chiefs.
Mahomes?
I still can't believe how easy that was for Mahomes to go right down the field. Right down the field on the Raiders. So I've got more thoughts on Brady. Like, I'm not saying this guy's totally washed. I'm not saying this guy is totally washed. I'm saying they're really up and down. And when he's been good, he's looked really pretty good. And when he's looked bad, he's looked really bad. You just don't know what you're going to get. And so you can even try and argue that, yeah, well, that's a given, right? New team, new system, new coaches, new teammates, new everything, right? I get that. But it's not week one. It's not even week four. I mean, you've had a really good sample size here. It's getting late fast. And before you rush in to crack them, first give the Rams credit because they played great. They beat them, they beat the Hawks, and they are in first place in the toughest division in the NFL. All right, so I've got Aaron Rodgers coming up now in about 5 minutes. Wait on that. In the meantime, Wisco sports fan, War Dodger Jim, blasting Ram It in his entire drive into work this morning. Don't care. I'm not an L.A. honk.
If I were,
it would have shown up so much sooner in my life. Y'all making it sound like, oh, the Lakers won, so now he's a Laker honk. Oh, the Dodgers won, now he's a Dodger honk. Oh, the Rams are in first place, now he's a Ram honk. He honks all things L.A. No, I don't. Never have. Well, yeah, I did when I was 9. I stopped wearing, no offense, if you're an adult wearing another person's jersey, I stopped doing it when I was 12. Chris in Montana tweets, Tom Brady refusing to shake hands after a loss is a bitch move. He's not the GOAT. Joe Montana is. One more point that I'll make about Brady, but later on. Him losing 3 games this year does not negate the fact that he won 6 Super Bowls. It just means that he's not what he was and is not playing too well. Rome, why does Thomas always have to be a poor sport and not shake hands with the opposing quarterback after a loss? Very unprofessional for a man who's supposed to be the greatest of all time. Thank you for your time and your consideration. I can't really answer that for him except to say, my man's not a good loser. My man's not used to losing, so he's not good at it, or he's just a poor sport. You got to go dab the other guy up. You got to show some respect. These guys are gladiators, the ultimate gladiators. In fact, I'm going to ask Aaron Rodgers about it in a few minutes. That game did not go the way they wanted it to go, yet he had a moment with Philip Rivers. It's what you do. Paulie T. Wall tweets, bad look by Brady, not shaking Goff's hand. It pays to be the bigger man. Thanks, Greg Norman. No, thank you, Paulie. Really clever stuff, Paulie.
Thank you.
Yeah, man, nobody likes losing. Nobody likes losing, but that wasn't some kind of cheap shot affair where you were done wrong and somebody took unfair advantage or liberties. You just got punched in the face. You got your ass kicked. You got to own that. Hey, what do you know? Maybe this guy's not who you think he is. What do you know? Maybe none of these guys are who you think they are. And you know why that is? We don't know any of these guys. Except we know this guy. Let's go to L.A. Matt in L.A. Hey, Matt, what's up?
Romulus James, hey, thanks for the vine. In the wildest year since WW2, a year where the Lakers and Dodgers fulfilled your boy Matt in L.A.'s prophecy of 2020 being the year L.A. reclaims its City of Champions moniker from the 80s. I can't help but chuckle as the elitists of the PGA of Greenlit take your kid to work day. And, of course, that Perkins Perv, the cat, announced that he and Kitten, Elon's kid, are going to hit the links together soon. I mean, Tony Rush Russo's dyslexic alphabet rant and Evel Knievel attempt think this move by the PGA is a joke. Stick to your target audience of Richies and clown wardrobe kooks watching that glorified televised nap inducer you call an esport. Because nobody other than Hawk, who's about to get housed by Garrett Witt, really cares. War Dodger Jim doing weekend yard work in his replica L.A. batting helmet and Ron Say throwback. War Jack Collinsworth and Jack Osborne going out to the celebration. That's not a
good call. No. Sorry about that, Matt.
You don't like that call.
I don't like that
No,
call.
I'm not.
Not a very good call.
As promised, we're joined right now by the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers. He is a Super Bowl champion. He is a Super Bowl MVP. He is a two-time NFL MVP. He is an eight-time Pro Bowler. He is a member of the 2010s All-Decade Team. He is a friend of the program. He is appearing today, courtesy of FedEx and the FedEx Shipathon. He is Aaron Rodgers. Aaron, it is Thanksgiving week. You are in first place in the division. You're an MVP candidate. How is life for you right now, Aaron?
Jim, happy Thanksgiving. There's a lot to be thankful for sure. Definitely not just on the field stuff, but you know, in this time with you know so many people, you know, having fear and the uncertainty and the changes of plans and the schedule being different, I'm definitely thankful for my health and my loved ones and the fact that we're able to still play football.
It's such a good point. Aaron Rodgers is joining us. In fact, Aaron, to that point, you know, if you were to go back to last weekend, I know you're looking ahead and I'll hit you on that, but if you go back to that game last weekend, you and Philip Rivers were talking for a little bit and you were laughing. I'm not going to ask you what you were talking about, but given how long you've been doing this and the thing you just referenced, the craziness in the world around us, how much more do you appreciate moments like that and getting to go up against a guy like that?
Yeah, I appreciate moments like that every time I get to play against somebody that I've, you know, competed against and been in the league with for so long. He was drafted in 2004. I was drafted in 2005. We've been in the league for a long, long time. And I have a lot of respect for him and the way he's gone about his business, the way he plays, the type of competitor that he is. We were probably laughing about his kids. I think I asked him if they were working on number 9, and I realized I was behind, and they already had 9.
Wow.
They still haven't figured out how that works, I guess. But I have a lot of respect for him as a competitor, and that may have been the last time that we played against each other. So there were just some respect things I wanted to convey to him and let him know how much I've appreciated watching him play and competing against him a few chances.
Aaron Rodgers joining us. I have no idea how that works. I've got 2 kids, Aaron. They're good kids. We've had some help, and it's work. Like, I have no idea how that works, how he manages that. Better man than I. So after the game, Aaron, Marquez Valdes-Scantling tweeted that he had received death threats after his fumble immediately after the game. You had his back quickly. Like, what's your reaction when you hear a guy getting death threats over a mistake in a game?
Yeah, I would say that's extremely unnecessary. I understand the rooting interest in the game and how important it is to so many people. And it's really important to us, too. But I think that's, you know, very unnecessary. I'm sorry I had to go through that. I'm sure if if I was checking social media, I'm sure there would be plenty of games where that might have happened to me. But look, we've all made mistakes in situations that we're disappointed about. I was proud of Marquez. He had two really important plays for us at the end of both halves. We had a deep ball to him on a, in the 2 minute drill at the end of the first half. He got held. We got the ball on a 4 yard line, scored the next play. Third and 10, backed up in our own end zone, threw a rainbow to him around three guys. He came down with it to get us going on the drive. Obviously, he's disappointed about the fumble in overtime, but he was an important part of getting us there. And I'm a firm believer that one play doesn't win or lose games. There's so many opportunities throughout the game for us to have an impact. And I just gave him a hug and told him to hang in there. And when it comes to other stuff, my advice to our guys would be maybe put down the social media, whether it's coming off a great game or coming off a game where you made a mistake.
Talking to Aaron Rodgers, Aaron, would you say put down the social media this time of year, or would you say put down the social media just generally speaking?
I'd say in general. I think the the hits that you think positively influence your hormone secretion in the moment is not worth in the long term. I think we've gotten as a society too caught up in kind of that instant reaction of whether it's likes or retweets or hearts on Instagram or whatever it might be. I think we need to first find your sense of self and your love of self inside of you. And I think that'll kind of free you from needing the personal gratification from that social media gives you. And look, we've all been there, and maybe you put out a funny tweet or a picture that you really like that thinks looks good to you. And yeah, it might feel good, but I think it's a dangerous slope to be on to continue to need that instant gratification from the social media warriors and opinions people out there. So that's what I would tell them. You can't, and look, just in general, when it comes to playing our sport, you can't ride the roller coaster of when it's going great, you're going to look at everything, and when it's going bad, you're not looking at anything. That's just a really bad way to live. So I would say to all those guys, and I tease them all the time in the locker room, hey, put down the phone, let's have a conversation. But I think that's going to give you more information and probably a better feeling than trolling and swiping for 20 minutes.
Trolling, swiping, and to your point, it's not a slippery slope. It's actually a dangerous slope. Dopamine, preach. I agree with all that. Aaron Rodgers is my guest. Aaron, you're working with FedEx today and the Shipathon. Lay it out for me. Exactly what is that all about?
Yeah, well, it's really just a big reminder, I think, to everybody that it's different this year. With health issues across the country, I think it's a good reminder that, hey, all you people that wait to the last minute, there's going to be some extra things shipped this year, and it's going to be a lot busier. So FedEx just wants to remind you to shop and ship early. And it actually was perfect for me because I've not only been accused, but I've been guilty of not getting some of my linemen, some of them. I'm talking about maybe one or two guys a year. Their gifts might, until maybe the springtime. Based on kind of getting some things late and then us, parting ways once the season ends. So it was great this year to be able to partner with them, to not just remind people, hey, get out and shop and get your stuff shipped as quickly as possible, but, to work with them to get my guys gifts before Thanksgiving and, Traeger grills and TaylorMade golf, has been great partners as well.
All right, so I was going to ask you that. So, you're in front of it. You got your guys taken care of. I know what they mean to you. What did you get the fellas this year?
Yeah, I got them half and half. For the golfing guys, my longtime friends and partners at TaylorMade, got them, a club-fitting VIP that's going to take place whenever they can make it out to the kingdom. And with the Traeger grills, I got them the big Timberline 1300. It's a fantastic grill, and the guys are pretty stoked about it.
Yeah, essentially, that's every guy's dream, right? It's you're one or the other. Either you're going to get your grub on or you're going to play golf, and maybe you do both. Hey, really quickly, Aaron, you, I mean, if you wanted to, when you were done, because technically you're so inclined and this is really easy for you, you can break games down, you can be an analyst. I'm not suggesting that you're going to be done anytime soon. I would hate to see that. But you did tell Pat McAfee recently, when I'm done, I want to be done. So, I mean, do you have a sense? Like, have you even given that any thought? I know you're mindful. I know you're in the moment. But have you thought about what life looks like beyond football? What would you do?
Yeah, I definitely have. I think it's important for all of us to do it, regardless of how many years you've been in. I think you have to have other interests and other things to transition into. As I've seen, you know, with many of my friends, it is a big transition, and there is a difficulty, I think, going from half of the year your life being very regimented and knowing exactly when you have to be somewhere, and it's all about timing, and you're up early and you're doing things. I think in general we all, I think, want to feel like we have a purpose, and when the whistles stop blowing and you stop heading to the facility every morning, you have to find something else that that can fill that that void of competitiveness, but also give you something that feels like you're doing something and you have a purpose. And I've thankfully, you know, been a part of a lot of great causes and organizations, and worked with some great charities over the years, which I'm really looking forward to continuing. There's also other interests that I have. Traveling is very important.
Sure.
But I have a lot of things that I've set up in my business and personal life for when that time comes. And I look forward to doing something else. I've given so much to the game from a physical standpoint, from a mental standpoint, that's why I said that on Pat's show the other day. Was, you know, I feel like when I'm done, I'll be done, done. You know, I'd love to come on and talk to you every now and then and talk to Pat, but
good.
But good. But I don't have any desire to be involved in the game past that.
You are always welcome to come on the show, and I will always ask the question. Aaron Rodgers, quarterback for the Packers, and appearing courtesy of FedEx and the FedEx Shipathon. Aaron, great to have you back. Appreciate you very much. You know that. Always good to talk to you, Aaron. Thank you.
Yeah, I love you, buddy. You're the best. Appreciate it.
Love you too, Aaron. You are the best. Aaron Rodgers. My thanks to him. We'll come right back. Hour number two coming up next.